Hey, welcome to your day off. My name is Cordy. Of course, sitting with my bud Tone. What's up, Tony?
What's up, buddy? Hey, I'm excited to do another social media bit with Mr. Tim Fisk. The last time we had him on, he just gives such great information. You know what I mean? So I'm constantly sitting here with a pen and paper, and I'm trying to write as fast as he's talking. And thank God for the podcast. Now I can just, you know, rewind it and finish my notes.
So I think that's the warning, right? If you're listening to this, have pad and paper ready.
Exactly.
Now we're putting a lot of pressure on Tim. Hey, Mr. Tim Fisk, welcome to, 10 Minutes with you, Tim Fisk.
Wow, back again. I'm so excited. Thank you guys so much for having me here.
Oh, man, we love having you here.
Yeah, and not only do we love it, but we get tons and tons of DMs and emails just appreciating what you're doing.
Yep, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
And, you know, just thank you so much for just loving on our industry, because everything you're doing is to better everybody in our industry. You know what I mean? It's not much more I can say than that, but, you know, thank you for loving on all of us.
Oh, that means a lot to me. I mean, I think, you know, this is the most amazing industry that we can work in. You know, we're about transformation. We're about people, relationships, art, creativity, and love. I mean, I can't think of a better industry to be in, and to build people for a living. It's just such a gift.
Amen to that.
So, Tim, man, what are we talking about today?
I am dying to talk to your listeners about the social digital experience.
Love it.
Love the name.
Yeah, so this is something that's really been born out of a lot of the work that Michael Cole's doing with Summit Salon Business Center. And we are going to start talking a lot more about that at Summit. And the social digital experience, I talked a little bit about this last time. I might not have used that word, but, you know, the social digital experience is all of the ways that we engage digitally with our guests, you know, when they first meet us, during service, afterwards. And I think what's really important and why we have to keep talking about this is because in our industry, we've reached a tipping point with our guests where not only are they expecting it or appreciating it, but they're literally seeking it out. I had a call, and I kid you not, I had a call from a brand new guest, somebody that had found us through social digital experience because they were searching on Instagram and Facebook. And they called us to book an appointment, and they said the reason why they chose us is because it looked like we did amazing photo shoots and like did a great job kind of featuring our guests on social media.
Wow.
They chose us and specifically shared with us that the reason why they chose us is because there was some sort of robust social media experience waiting for them when they came into our salon company.
Love that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're getting more.
Yeah.
Media savvy.
Right, exactly.
Exactly what I was going to say. Like, I can't think of a better, like, kind of, you know, call to action than that, you know? That's what we have to do it. So let's just.
Everybody's looking for their 15 minutes, right?
Yeah. I mean, their 15 minutes or just what makes them feel good. I mean, there's a lot, like it or not, people are getting a lot out of social media and the consumption of social media. And the digital platform in general, right? So it's not always social media. And I think today, like, there's the bare minimum ways that we provide this experience. And it goes back. It goes way back even to, like, before social media. So when we were building websites for salon companies, right? And, you know, the introduction of online booking. So online booking is a form of a social digital experience. And even in my own salon, I just brought this in about a year and a half ago. Why? Because I was nervous as heck to have guests be booking color services, you know, on their own without getting help from my support team. And I just kind of like pulled the trigger, and I could do a whole, you know, other podcast with you guys on exactly how to execute that. But I did it because I was talking to colleagues and they're like, Tim, you know, at the time it was 2017. It's 2017. You have to add this to your social digital experience. Facebook and Instagram portfolios, right? These are bare minimums. Bare minimums. And then honestly now, bare minimum photo shoot with social media placement. That is a bare minimum social digital experience that we have to at least have to offer to our guests in order to retain them.
Absolutely. Do you think that, not to get off topic too far, but do you think it's wise for a salon to I don't know, even hire like a photographer or somebody to come in and teach a salon company how to execute these images?
I think that there are salon companies that have done that successfully, and I think that's great. And you should make that investment if you think it's going to bear fruit for you. But, you know, there's a lot of expertise right on your staff that you can tap into. And we've talked before about just creating leaders within our company. And there could be somebody on your team that could offer that as a quick class, as part of the staff meeting, last 30 minutes of a staff meeting. Right, where they actually share some of their best practices around taking these photos. So whether you're, you know, a small company or a large company or maybe even an independent stylist, there's lots of resources that you can use to up your game around the photo shoot.
Absolutely. That's
awesome. Even YouTube, you know, you can check that out, you know, on YouTube.
So you have all these bare minimums, which I guess it should be normal practice by this point, right? On the bare minimum for the social digital experience. How does if there's a salon that are a, you know, group or independent stylist, or I mean, they don't have this already. I mean, I guess how do they build it? I mean, how do they get more involved in it?
So like the website and online booking, it's like now with the advent of cloud-based software, salon software, you know, there's so much competition in this market for cloud-based salon software that the prices are super low. You can get into this game for like $25 a month to start. You don't even have to. When I started my salon company 16 years ago, I think we paid like $4,000. It could have been more. I don't even remember. It could have been like $8,000 for like our salon software, right? It was a huge expense, a huge startup expense. And when we converted the cloud, I was like, well, what's the startup cost? They're like, nothing. You just start paying monthly. And so we can do that. And there's lots of them out there. And I don't promote any one over the other. And a lot of them will come with online booking, some come with credit card processing, and a website that you can use. And I would just say, like, pay attention to those features and like really flesh them out. And for as little as $25 to $50 a month, you can have all of those boxes checked for the social digital experience.
Wow. So you talked a little bit about like what the bare minimums were. So what's the next step? You know, what's taking your salon from the bare minimum to an extraordinary digital experience?
I'm glad you asked. So this is what I really wanted to share with your listeners today. And just, this is, you know, teasing it out like this there, and new stuff is coming up all the time. And I got to give props to Instagram because they're making it really fun for service providers and guests to engage on this social digital level. But there's so much more that the trailblazers, the ninjas, the early adopters are doing that we can and I think should be paying attention to. And again, I have to, you know, shout out to Michael Cole. He's really uncovering a lot of this stuff that's happening in the field. If you're not following him on Facebook and viewing his videos that he does weekly with these professionals, you know, people, young, old, whatever, in the field who are putting these things into practice, it's just rich, rich content that's free. You should totally check it out. But we have this idea of like, how do we flesh out the social digital experience beyond kind of the bare minimum? What are some things that are happening? And at Summit, we talk about, we have this concept called the power wheel. The power wheel just really guides us through the client's experience with the service provider. Everything from like bonding with your guest to a consultation, servicing the guest, finishing them, and then even evolving with them and like what steps do we take after they leave the salon to further deepen that relationship with our guest. And I think when we look at kind of those components of the guest experience, we can digitize them in new fun ways using some of these social media platforms that we have. So the first one I wanna talk about is in consulting. And I've actually tried this a couple times in my salon and it's been fun. So basically there are some service providers that are scheduling a preliminary digital consultation with their guests prior to the guests coming into the salon.
What does that look like?
So, you know, there's times, think about it like kind of from an analog perspective, where like you might want to, as a salon company owner, put the service provider on the phone with the guest to ask more specific questions about what they're looking like, so that the service provider gets a better sense and can guide them and kind of set those expectations prior to their coming. Well, Instagram has now video chat. You can actually Instagram video chat with a potential guest and do like a quick 5-minute video consult right through Instagram.
And whoa, slow down. So you can do that privately, or is it, or does it become like a public live
thing? Totally private. It's totally there. It's been there for a couple months now, and it's like, it's just starting to pick up traction. So like, in, you know, what's cool about this is, you know, first of all, it supports that potential guest following the stylist. Because you guys have to be connected in order for this video chat to happen. So it's just, you know, follow me on Instagram and we'll do our quick little video consult prior to you coming in. That way we're really able to maximize our time together. So you set up this,
Michael Cole's booms.
So you got to check this out. And I mean, I'm not going to take you through all the steps because we don't have enough time, but it's basically in the direct message feature. So once you go into direct message somebody, you'll see a little video camera icon, and that's how you initiate the chat.
Love it.
So wow. Imagine like doing this, checking in with the guests, asking them to show you as a service provider what products they're using. Be like, oh, show me your shampoo, show me your conditioner, show me your skincare. Right? And it can set you up for future success with retail as well, because now you can reference back to like what they're actually using and how you have something that could be a potentially better solution for them.
Boom.
And that's... all in all, it's just fun.
Yeah, no doubt. And all this is happening before you actually even service them, right?
That's right. And you know, are you going to be able to do this for every guest every time? Heck no. Right. But when we're looking at new guests in particular, I would focus on new guests that are considering coming to see us for like high ticket services. This is really bringing value added and starting to establish that trusting relationship with a potentially amazing guest in the long term by using the social digital experience.
Wow. That's game changing.
Yeah.
That's... execution now, man.
Wow.
And here's the thing, I could wrap up by saying this, I'm going to say this a few times because I think it's important. You could be like, oh, I'm not going to do that. I don't have time for that. That's fine. But it's the same thing as the photo shoot. It's like, you're not doing it, but the stylist down the street is. Just so you know. Right. So it's just, this is good stuff to know, because it's not just stuff that you can do, but it's stuff that your competition's doing.
And it's taking you to that next level. You know what I mean?
Next level. Exactly. Exactly.
Definitely.
I have another tip around servicing, right? So like while you're in service, what some of these social media masters, these ninjas are doing is they're creating a customized and personalized tutorial video for their guests. So you guys have seen like the hyperlapse videos, which are like the time-lapse videos that are going super fast, and doing them as like hair tutorials, and they're using them for promotional purposes on IGTV or Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
So imagine actually taking the time to do a hyperlapse video of you finishing your guest that you then are able to gift to that guest as a personalized reference for them when going to do their own hair at home.
That's amazing. I mean, one, it for salon owners, it I don't know what I'm looking for, but the product sales for that, right? Like, this is the product that I used and this is how we used it, you know, it's just super strong. And then when it comes down to the actual service provider, you know, just these are the techniques. And
yeah, because clients are always like, oh, I can't do this at home. And, you know, whether they forget how to do it, or even if you show them, you know, this way they can watch you doing it while they're attempting to do it themselves.
I love that. I mean, that begs this question, Tim, is like, are there like neck tripods that you can, you know, do it, or should you set it up on a tripod, or, you know, we all know how to shoot video, but you know, how do you actually execute it, so you're getting all the angles and stuff?
Will the owner let you, screw in the a phone holder into the station out of the station?
You know what, the future, that might not be a bad idea.
I think the key is to get it from a front-facing angle, because that's the only angle that your guest is going to get when they're doing their own hair. So you really just want to kind of front-on record it, and do your best to actually give it to them from that perspective, because when they're doing their own hair in the mirror, that's kind of the only perspective they're going to get. Just remember, you can turn their head and stuff just like they're able to turn their head when they're looking in the mirror. And, you know, go ahead and put the products up close to the camera so they can see the name of the product, et cetera.
Beautiful.
I love that. I thought I loved the other one. I love this one even better.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
it doesn't take extra time, you guys. You don't have to add this to your day. It's just another thing that you do, you know?
That's amazing. And you know, and Tim, you'll know this better than I will, but isn't there a rule like you should like contact or be in touch with your client, you know, 7 times a year, or, you know, there's some kind of rule to where you should always reach out to them even beyond them sitting in your chair. There's some kind of rule to that, but this allows you to do that, right? Whatever that number is now, at least for the next week, they're going to be watching that video. Like, how'd they do that? Or how'd they get that?
Yeah.
And if not, they're certainly going to share it with their friends being like, yeah, this is what my dude did.
And if they ever went somewhere else and they don't get that experience, we're like, man, you know what I mean?
This was awful.
Yeah. Exactly.
Where's my video, right? I mean, you're right. These are like additional touch points outside of just getting them to sit in your chair. These are opportunities for you to get in front of them. And, you know, it's across sectors, right? If we look at some of the best customer service experiences that people are getting, we look at companies like Nordstrom's, we look at companies like Zappos. These are people that are going above and beyond to give their guests an exceptional customer service experience. And it's paying off for them in sales, and they're riding it all the way to the bank. We can do that as service providers too. And independent, or you're working in a salon company, it's a win-win for everybody.
No doubt. I totally see it.
I feel it. I taste it. Everything, man.
I have two more that I want to talk to you guys about. So the first of those two is just, I want to revisit the photo shoot, right? And I did talk about this last time we were on and we did our little social media segment, but I just think it bears repeating, because while I say that the photo shoot is a core bare minimum social digital experience that we must be offering to our guests, where we're at now with the photo shoot is it's evolved, and the whole like back of the head, you know, cousin it look, you know, no matter how amazing that balayage is or how amazing that beachy wave is, it's just, it's getting old. And I say this with love. It's just getting old and people are getting sick of looking at it. And so they're just kind of scrolling right by it. And additionally, your guest is never going to post a picture of the back of their head on their own social media. And if we're employing a guest influencer strategy where we're trying to get referrals from our best guests, we have to actually commit to taking a beautiful front-facing photo of our guests that they can then go and feel good about posting on their own social platform. So that means touch them up with makeup if you have it, touch them up with Facetune, don't change the shape of their face. I say this every time. lighten their teeth and smooth out the skin. That's all you need to do, right? Get rid of some flyaways. But just make them look their very best like any photographer would and send it to them. That's the bare minimum. And I think even farther than that, where some of these masters are taking it, is they're doing these cool editorial shots. And you can see them now on some great stylist pages where, and it's not like, you know, magazine photo shoot editorial, but like some motion, some movement, some emotion that comes out. Maybe sometimes they're taking them outside and doing a photo against a brick wall or something like that. We're finding kind of like even beyond just like with the cape on or white background, front-facing photos that have a little bit of a story to tell are the ones that I'm really turned on to right now. And I think the guests are too.
I like that. That's a good takeaway too. All right. So what's your last tip there, sir?
So this is around evolving. And so just evolving the relationship with our guests. This is after they've had a wonderful experience with us and they've had that opportunity to engage with us on a social digital level. Let's consider with our high ticket guests, with our best guests, with our influencers, you know, and I only say, I think everybody deserves it. I only say that because I know you guys have limited time. You're all super busy stylists. You want to focus first on your influencers. Use that Instagram video chat or even IG messaging and check in with your guest after you perform a high ticket service. What's stopping you from 2 weeks after having another touch point and checking in and asking them, how's their color holding up? Are they having success achieving the look that they achieved in the salon? Are they able to do their hair at home? This is going to make you stand out from other stylists, and I really consider this to be like on the verge of being a must.
That's good stuff, man.
So, you know, it used to be like, I remember when I first started, it's like, oh, all the best stylists, they're sending handwritten thank you notes to their guests after they see them, right? That was awesome. And that there's nothing that's cooler than that. But this is, you know, 2018. And I think what people are going to appreciate is some sort of social digital touch point post-service, just to follow up and make sure that, you know, they got everything they wanted out of the experience and that they're able to maintain that look in between. And you never know, they could be struggling. And if you can give them that extra support, wow, that's going to make you stand out. And it's also going to set them up for more compliments. Remember, retail for referrals, getting that's them. Right, yeah.
Absolutely. And they're going to feel that you truly care. You know what I mean? That you're, they're going to feel extra special.
Exactly. I like that, man. And you're right, though. It comes down to caring, right? Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's awesome. Once again, Tim, you have blown us away and given us some uses, some stuff that we can actually use behind the chair. You know what I love about the 10-minute thing is like, there's like no fluff. It's just like, you can use this. You should be using this, because if you don't, I will. And if I do it, you know, your clients are in trouble, or you're in trouble with your clients. Mm-hmm. You know, I love that. Love that. Love that. Love that. I can't say it enough. Mr. Tim Fisk, thank you very, very much for joining us on 10 Minutes with Tim.
Always a pleasure, guys. I look forward to next time.
Thanks, Tim.
Awesome.
Hey, so there it is. Hey, this is a message that we've been trying to bring, I don't know, for the last couple of months, actually since we started the podcast. Hey, so if you like the podcast, or if you find that it's useful, please, please, please leave us a review, a 5-star review on iTunes. Leave us a rating and a review.
But if you don't like it, forget about it.
Yeah, totally forget about this message. We also want to thank Sarah and Blaine from Pretty Gritty. Sarah and Blaine, they are a band out of Portland, Oregon, and we just want to thank them very much for allowing us to use their song, Pleased to Meet You, on our podcast. That's cool. I think you can find their music on iTunes.
Peace and hair grease.